This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Arab and Islamic leaders holding an extraordinary joint summit Saturday in the Saudi capital Riyadh condemned Israel's military operation in the Gaza Strip, with many leaders calling for an immediate ceasefire and more aid into the territory. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Arab and Islamic leaders met in the Saudi capital Riyadh, blasting the Israeli operation and its heavy toll on Palestinian civilians and infrastructure. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who hosted Saturday's summit, used strong language to condemn Israeli military operations on Gaza. Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV reported the summit's resolutions call for the setup of an international war crimes tribunal and an end to any forced displacement of the Palestinian people inside Gaza or elsewhere, and an immediate ceasefire. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Nearly half of Gaza's healthcare facilities are not functioning, while the rest are operating way below their capacities, a Cairo-based WHO official said on Saturday.
Those that are functioning are working well below their capacity because of a lack of fuel, a lack of medicines, a lack of water and necessary medical supplies.
In Gaza City alone, there have been nearly 120 attacks on hospitals. Regional Emergency Director of the World Health Organization Eastern Mediterranean Region, Rick Brennan, said the U.S., Britain, European Union, and several other Western countries have designated Hamas a terrorist organization. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency and Sudanese doctors say fighting from a paramilitary force and their allied Arab militias rampaged through a town in the war-ravaged region of Darfur, reportedly killing more than 800 people. The days-long attack in West Darfur province came after the paramilitary rapid support forces took over a military base there on November 4th. The head of the Sudanese Doctors Union in West Darfur says the RSF and their allied Arab militias rampaged through the town, killing non-Arabs inside their homes and torching shelters housing displaced people. On the one-year anniversary of the liberation of Kherson from Russian forces, Ukrainians hold on to hope amid constant shelling, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A group of Ukrainians gather outside the regional state administration building in Kherson. Drinking champagne, they celebrate a year since the city was retaken from the Russians by Ukrainian forces. However, residents have grown accustomed to hearing outgoing fire from the left bank of the Dnieper River, and life has not yet gone back to normal. The anniversary is a bittersweet occasion, as Ukraine's counteroffensive is not making the spectacular gains they had hoped for. Instead, both sides are locked in a stalemated battle of attrition. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson unveiled a Republican stopgap spending measure on Saturday aimed at averting a government shutdown, but the measure quickly ran into opposition from lawmakers from both parties in Congress. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The Republican-controlled House and Democratic-led Senate must agree on a spending measure that President Joe Biden can sign into law by Friday or risk another partial government shutdown. That would disrupt pay for millions of federal workers, shutter national parks, and interrupt a range of activities from financial oversight to scientific research. Johnson's plan would provide funding for some parts of the federal government until January 19th and other agencies until 2 weeks after that. House Republicans hope to pass it on Tuesday. The bill comes a day after ratings agency Moody's lowered its outlook on the nation's credit to negative.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Police in Colombia have detained four people suspected in the kidnapping of the father of Liverpool footballer Luis Diaz, who was held hostage for nearly 2 weeks by members of the ELN guerrilla group, officials said Saturday. I'm Joe Ramsey.